Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast, Captivate the Room, episode number 32. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. I teach people how to step into their voice power so they can speak their truth beautifully while making a big impact. You can find out more about me at CaptivateTheRoom.com. Thank you, as always, for your downloads and your shares and simply for being here with a desire to make a big impact with your voice. Make sure you take a look at my new courses that are online. I've got a brand new podcast voice course and a confidence voice, Speak More Confident with Your Voice course, that I think you'd really like. Today, I am answering a question, and I love it when I get questions. So if you find that you are struggling with something and you really want to ask me a question, what do I do about this situation? What do I do about this problem with my voice? Please feel free to send them to me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. I'd love to answer them for you. Today, I'm going to answer a question that I was actually asked on Anchor.fm. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Anchor.fm or not, but I've just recently started broadcasting, and it's really a cool platform. I'd love to hear from any of you. And the reason I love it so much is because I can broadcast something and then you can respond back to me. So it's an on-air conversation and it's really clever. So make sure and follow me over there. I'd love to hear from you. But I was asked the question, what is better? Off-the-cuff speaking like a Gary Vaynerchuk or scripted, more calculated, methodical, like a Bill Gates. And I love that question so much because it really covers the core of everything I believe in and my entire teaching methodology, which is quite different, actually. If you've studied any of my videos or taken any of my courses or are familiar with my work, my teaching method is quite different. It's based in the psychology of the voice and what we've laid into the muscle memory. But I think the answer to this question is either or. Now, you've heard me talk in the past a lot about how I'm not a fan of scripts. And it's not that I'm not a fan of scripts. What I'm not a fan of is the disconnect. And so this is my answer to this question is, I think either is okay. I think where the problem lies, where the hidden danger lies, is in the disconnect. Now, what does that mean? When we get up in our head, we disconnect from our voice. Mind, body, and voice need to be connected, and the breath is the glue that holds them together. I think my second or third podcast episode, I talked about mind-body-voice connection. So if you have a child or nieces or nephews or anything, and you've seen those rings that stack on a little stick, when the rings are on the stick, they're not going anywhere. When the rings are off the stick, they can go anywhere. That's kind of what mind, body, and voice connection is like. The mind and the body and the voice need to be working together, and the breath holds them in place. So if you've ever been in the zone, you know you've been connected. I love being in the zone, and I love it, especially if I'll teach a class or do a workshop, and then I'll see someone, how'd the class go? Oh, it was great. What did you talk about? I don't know. I don't remember. Because I was in the zone. So the problem comes, well, let me back up a minute. So a lot of times off the cuff or impromptu speaking is more conversational, easier to get in the zone. It's what I call in the moment versus premeditated. I'm talking right now. I'm off the cuff. I don't have notes in front of me. I know my concept. I know the core of what I want to teach you today on the show. And I'm delivering the information. The thoughts are free-flowing, and I'm connected to them. My mind is working together with my voice and my body. Now, what happens when we get scripted? And this is the danger of scripts. We can easily jump up into our head and solely focus on the words we're saying, or even worse, reading. Now, don't get me wrong, you can do that off the cuff as well. In fact, the real pitfall in off the cuff is jumping up into your head and starting down this rabbit trail of, wow, I can't believe I said that like that. Oh my God, I just totally messed that up. That's not what I meant to say. Now, your mouth's still moving. Your mouth is still talking, but you're up in your mind going, oh, I just totally messed that up. Look at their faces, or I wonder what they're thinking. You disconnect from your voice and your body when you do that. So bottom line, when you're up in your head thinking about anything, whether it's words, how you're delivering, what people are thinking, the fact that you messed up, what you're going to say next, you're disconnected from your voice. That's what is a lot. Now, part of that is grounding, and part of that can be idiosyncratic. But if you'll notice, if you ever say when you're doing your podcast or doing a video or doing a live presentation or even in a conversation, when you say you're looking to the left and you're trying to get your thought. So every time we go up into our head, we disconnect. When we disconnect, the rings come off the stick and the voice gets to do whatever it wants, which usually is flatline. And that is what flatlining is. Flatlining, where every single thing is the same, same pace, same volume, same everything, nothing, 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 nothing. It's because you're disconnected from the passion, body, mind, voice, which is in the zone, which is connected to the passion of your message. Now, you can achieve this scripted or unscripted, but I think it's trickier with scripted. The danger, again, of scripted is that you begin to use it as a crutch. Invariably, I don't care whether it's an actor, a business executive, I don't care who it is. They come to me with this death grip a lot of times on their script, believing that they need it, but saying, well, you know, I know it pretty well. I'm just going to hold it. And then they read the whole thing. It becomes this crutch. The minute you start reading to me, if you have no voice technique, you're going to sound like you are reading. And this is what I talked about last week in the guest bio, the episode I did on bringing the guest bio to life. So I think that scripts are okay, but I think that you have to really get that script in a position to where you can deliver it more conversational and not reading it, nor grabbing for the words, grabbing to figure out what you're going to say. So either one works, scripted or unscripted. I just think if you script, you've either got to know some voice technique to bring it to life, like you're telling a story, almost like reading a story, or you have to have that script culled to such a way that you can look at it as a guidepost, but then have a conversation. Now, either or, here is ultimately the answer to the question. Either or is fine. The danger in either one is what I call the barrier. The hidden barrier created by your voice, when you are disconnected from your voice, you disconnect from us. We cannot connect with you when you are reading something like this and being extremely calculated about it. I don't know if you felt that, but a disconnect happens between me and you. I call it the invisible barrier. That tends to happen less off the cuff because we are automatically more connected to our material because we're having to think about it in the moment. In the moment right now, I'm really connected to this message because I'm really in this moment delivering it. It's not premeditated. It's not calculated. It's not written down. It's not methodical. It's not, I have to read this off and I cannot mess anything up. I can't miss any words. Again, you can bring that script to life, but the key piece becomes that invisible barrier. Staying connected to that message. Are you staying connected to that message? The key is in the connection, because the minute you disconnect, that invisible barrier comes up. And I talked about this last week. It's not that the audience is sitting there saying, well, you know, clearly disconnected from the message. Not at all, but they feel it. They feel it and they are uncaptivated, so they can much more readily zone out. You know, every 90 seconds, our brain tells us to check out. So every 90 seconds, if you're not captivating me, if I'm not captivating you, you're off. And we don't want to lose our audience because it's so hard to get them back. So that barrier that they feel when we're disconnected from our message, they're not saying, oh, well, clearly a barrier here. No, they're not saying that at all, but they feel it. They sense it. They hear it. They're distracted by it. And ultimately, it becomes the difference between, yes, I want to follow you. Yes, I really like this. Yes, I connect with your story, your message. Yes, you're changing my life. Yes, here's my Visa card number. I want to buy everything you have. And, let me think about it. Let me think about it. Let me think about it. Why are they thinking about it? Well, you know, granted, sometimes it's money. Sometimes they don't like your message. Sometimes it's not the right time. Sure, all those things play into this. But if none of those things matter, then what's the difference? The difference is, did they connect with you on a vocal level or not? On a connection level? Was your voice able to create a connection, or did it create a barrier? Now, there's something else that plays into this as well, and that's under voice is what I call it. And that's that undertone of what you are feeling emotionally. Now, I'm not going to go into that in this episode because I really wanted to keep this answer to a question. So what is better? Well, what is better for you? For years, I could not do off the cuff. I couldn't keep my mind around where I needed to go. I would start to do a video about one thing, and 20 minutes later, I will still be doing the video and I will have taught 7 things. So it took me years to find my system that works really well for me. And it's tweaked and crafted and reshifted all the time. So I think that is a big part of it. Is one better than the other? Not necessarily. The problem in either is if you create that disconnect and that barrier. But again, I think it ultimately goes back to exactly what I talked about last week. Figure out what works for you. What kind of script works for you? What do you need to fully tap into your message, into your passion, in the moment. And what you need to do is you need to start thinking about what does that feel like when I'm in the zone? Because that's really a wonderful tool that you can use. You know, all of my work is based in muscle memory. It's not about, okay, let's repeat after me, repeat after me, repeat after me. I don't teach that way. I teach, let's lay in what works. We've got this top layer of muscle memory, of your voice habits, of the things that you've been doing for years and years and years based on the dings of your life. Well, they're not working for you, so let's lay in a new top layer. As we lay in that new top layer, you're going to feel when something feels good. You know what that feels like to be connected and in the zone. You know what it feels like to be disconnected and not in the zone. So learning the best setup for you to even get in the zone is the first part. What is the best setup for you to stay connected with your script or no script? Then you want to capitalize on the tool of reset. And what reset is in that moment, based on that feeling, I am feeling disconnected. Stop, find a place to pause, take in a breath, start again. Because remember, mind, body, voice connection, breath is the glue that holds them together. What people tend to do is they start tanking and they know they're disconnected and they get up in their mind, and that is the worst thing you can do, whether you're scripted or not. You're up there thinking about how you're tanking, and then you've left your voice completely alone to do whatever it wants, and it's still talking. So we've got to reset. So when you know what it feels like to be in the zone, you know what kind of script you need, you're in the zone, you fall out of the zone, take the time to pause and take in air and reset. What we tend to do is go up in our mind, know that we're tanking, and speed up. We speed up. There's no way we're going to pause. I am tanking so bad. I have got to hurry and get through this. I'm going to hurry. I'm not going to breathe. I'm going to hurry. I'm going to hurry. I'm going to hurry. I'm going to hurry. I got to get this over with. And then you sit down and you say, that was terrible. I'm a horrible public speaker. What we want to do is take that moment in the time that you're getting disconnected, take in a breath, reset, and pick up from there. That will reconnect you. You get lost in your script, take a pause, reconnect. You get lost off the cuff, take a pause, reconnect. Either way, you can get disconnected. And it's that disconnect that's causing the barrier, that's causing the problem. So that's my answer to that question. I hope that was helpful for you. You know, I think that's one of the biggest, I think reset is one of the biggest issues for many, many people. They start tanking, irregardless of whether they're using a script or not, and they just scramble to finish. But with regards to which is better, the real answer is which is better for you, off the cuff or scripted. Which one can you bring to life to create that connection, no barrier, so we can connect to you? That's what we're going for. All right, well, that's it for this episode. Thank you again, as always, for being here. And don't forget, if you'd like a voice assessment, remember, you can send an audio or video over to me at tracy@captivatetheroom.com. I'm happy to do that for you, tell you what's going great and what we can make even better. So until next time, thank you for being here, for your downloads and shares. And as always, just get out there and speak your truth, but do it beautifully.